Now let's hear from someone I consider super mom. She has two kids in school, a preschooler and a middle schooler. She works full-time as a teacher in a school with virtual education that's exactly like face-to-face education, meaning she teaches a full schedule.
Hi, thank you for your question. Yes, I do have a preschooler and a middle schooler, and they sure keep me on my toes. So when the school announced our virtual program and that we were going to follow our regular schedules virtually, I was definitely overwhelmed, both as a teacher and as a parent. As a teacher, preparing my lessons to now fit the virtual classroom was going to take a lot of time and effort, and it did initially. Now, with time, it has become much easier. Also, thanks to my colleagues, we share ideas, we share resources, we are always helping each other, teaching each other, and I think we are now more available to each other than ever before. On my home front, my husband, who is mostly busy in the mornings on his work calls, he did keep himself available the first few days of our virtual school to help us set up our devices and networks and apps. We were four of us who were going to go online at the same time, you know, so that was a big help. I didn't know how I was going to manage this whole thing. Being a perfectionist, I had to first convince myself that everything is not going to be perfect. In our efforts to smoothen this new normal, my husband and I, we both first got our older son get organized with everything he needed for his virtual classes. We ironed out a routine for him that made him less dependent on us. It took only a few days before we really had to stop worrying about him. Now, the difficult part was always going to be with my younger one. He needed help and he still needs help logging into his Zoom classroom. So when the class changes, he needs to be logged into another class, then again back to his homeroom. With both of us working, it sometimes is really difficult making those switches for him. Like other children his age, it is also difficult for him to stay focused in his virtual class, especially when no one is there to supervise him. So we try our best and help him whenever we can. He has, I must say, he has amazing teachers who understand the problems parents are facing during this time. They update us on everything that is going on in the classroom. I can then always help my son with what he missed or what he needs help with. Another thing that helps me, and I like to call it my support group, it's the parents WhatsApp group that we have. We are always reminding each other of events and assignments and encouraging each other, planning drive-by birthdays. It helps to know you're not alone in this.
Stay tuned to hear a student's perspective on schools and learning.